Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Lance Embry with Bayer Westbred is the seed account manager for the Southern Plains. Lance, what advice do you have for producers who are thinking about their wheat variety selections right now?
Take a look at local plot results, but also you need to get a cumulative of plot results, not just this year, but several years. And so, I mean, you know, don't get caught up looking at one plot one year. You want to look at several plots over multiple years. And then try to correlate those plots to your production practices, your areas of farming. And hey, you know what? At the end of the day, reach out to your crop consultant, your local Westbred seed supplier, or give me a call and we can walk through what it is that your challenges are, what your goals are, and we can come up with the best Westbred variety for your operation.
Thank you, Lance. To learn more about the wheat varieties from Westbred that are available for your fall planting needs, you can check out westbred.com. That's westbred.com. Well, it's been hot and dry for a bit, and I can say for certain that I am ready for fall, for sure. Hopefully, we're going to see a little bit of cooler temperatures and maybe even a shower or two, according to state climatologist Gary McManus. I had the opportunity to visit with him to talk a little bit about the news that Oklahoma's been waiting for.
You know, after that horrible weekend we had where we had heat index values up in the 110s, which was absolutely ridiculous. It does look like we're going to start sliding downward. And then we should have a front in here sometime Thursday or Friday. Not a big cold front, but certainly a welcome change, maybe down into the upper 80s. And then hopefully early next week, we will get a bigger cold front, an actual cold front that would give us even lower temperatures. You know, I'm not talking like 60s for highs. It's more like upper 70s, low 80s, maybe some upper 50s for lows in some parts of the state. And a lot of that depends on, you know, what sort of rainfall we might have with it. They could keep the temperatures down in parts of the state as well, you know, block out the sun, keep things a little bit cooler. So, but, you know, in general, it's going to be cooler as we go forward.
Drought, of course, starting to be a real problem in southwest Oklahoma.
Well, we have some big problems brewing down in southwest Oklahoma, and really much of southern Oklahoma along the Red River. So probably the southwestern quarter of the state is in pretty bad shape, and it's going to get worse if we don't get rainfall down in that region. And then just right along the Red River from southwest Oklahoma all the way through southeast Oklahoma, we have parts of southwest Oklahoma that have gone 84 days, be 85 if we count today, 85 days without a quarter inch of rainfall in a single day. And I took a look at that takes us back to June 4th. And if we go back to June 4th, really June 3rd, June 4th, that region, Mangum's only had 0.84 inches of rain since June 3rd down there. So you combine that with the intense heat they've had all throughout the summer, a few breaks here or there. But that's really bad news for that region. And, you know, 0.84 is bad, but there are some places even worse than that that aren't showing up on the gauges. It's just showing up in the radar. So really bad conditions down across southwest Oklahoma. And that's just sort of a connection to what's been going on in that part of Texas as well, down into the southwestern parts of Texas. The southwestern corner of Oklahoma just sort of gotten latched onto by that really arid, hot weather that they've had this summer. So unfortunate for those folks. In other parts of the state, you know, parts of north central and northeast Oklahoma also not doing great.
To hear my complete conversation with state climatologist Gary McManus, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.